Back in July, Governor Andrew Cuomo signed the Farm Laborers Fair Labor Practices Act into law. It grants farm workers overtime pay, a day of rest each week, disability and paid family leave coverage, unemployment benefits, and it gives them the right to collectively bargain. But two groups representing dairy and vegetable farms argue there's flawed language that needs clearing up. Monday morning, they filed a federal lawsuit in Buffalo seeking a temporary halt to the law with the hope of clearing up language. Brian Reeves, president of the New York State Vegetable Growers Association, says the new law's definition of farm laborer includes supervisors, owners, and family members of owners. That could cause a complication if collective bargaining is pursued.
The definition of a family member is very narrow, doesn't include an extended family at all, and it fails to recognize that on many farms, like in many businesses, there are managers, supervisors, kind of middle people, if you will, and the law does not delineate any of those.
Joining the New York State Vegetable Growers Association in the lawsuit is the Northeast Dairy Producers Association. Its president, John Dickinson, says in a written statement it is their intention to follow the new law, but its members are struggling with what they see as conflicting definitions within. One of the concerns expressed by both plaintiffs is that, unless there's clarity, farm owners may inadvertently violate labor laws. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.